Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right now to the front lines of history in the making. And I also, once again, want to announce, you all know it already, I think, Devil Radio has developed an app. You can buy it on Apple, Google. You can download it on our website, carry Devil Radio with you all the time. Listen to your favorite shows all the time. Lots to talk about. 3 days over Memorial Day weekend. I hope you had a good one. Very, very moving holiday, especially for us veterans, but for all people. Well, where do we start? I'll tell you where. I'd just as soon not start, but I'm going to start. Robin Voss, sneaky Robin Voss, what did he do? You know that he's going to hire 3 police officers at taxpayer expense and a lawyer to try to unravel the election laws in Wisconsin, to try to sniff out false claims of fraud, intimidate poll workers, intimidate election workers, and interfere with our next upcoming elections. Well, now word has gotten out as to at least one of the officers, the retired police officers, whom he is supposedly going to hire at taxpayer expense. I saw in the paper that the lawyers who stopped his using taxpayer money to gerrymander the state again are looking at this very closely, and I'd encourage them. Les Pines, lawyer in Madison, classmate of mine, and the Evers administration, Josh Call, the rest of them, to make sure this is contested in court. You cannot have taxpayer money going to pay for fraud, to hurt taxpayers. You cannot. That's not a public purpose. Now, here's the officer. One of them, it just surfaced. It's a fellow named Mike Sandwick. Mike Sandwick, retired police officer. It surfaced that 10 years ago, he investigated, and this is, of course, during the Walker administration, suggested changes and alleged fraud in our elections even back then. He produced a report that was submitted to a federal judge in Milwaukee, Lynn Edelman. Lynn Edelman issued an opinion saying that Sandwick's report was unreliable. It was unreliable. Federal judge said that. Unreliable. Then it turned out that Sandwick had worked for the Republican Party, and he'd also worked for a Republican Party group, affiliated group in Texas, a Tea Party group opposed to free elections. And that's one of the 3 officers whom Voss says he's going to hire with your tax money, with your tax money. About 10 years ago, they spent about $3.5 million in taxpayer money to gerrymander the state, your tax money. And I'm going to tell you this, people listening to this show, some, well, Democrats, independents, Republicans, I don't care who you are, you pay state income taxes. How many people that are listening pay $3.5 million and watch it go down the drain? You didn't pay even a slight proportion of $3.5 million last year, and over your lifetime probably. Goes flush right down the drain. Right down it goes. Federal tax dollars. Why are you paying state tax dollars in this case? They reject federal tax dollars when it comes back to us. They reject that. They say, we're happy to have sent that out. Medicaid, trains, anything, COVID. And what we're going to do instead is double tax people in this state. So they've paid federal tax dollars, which we don't accept back when it's offered. And we're going to make them pay state taxes. Then we're going to flush it down the drain. We're going to hire Michael Sandwick. 10 years ago, was up to the same tricks. And you know, what happened was, he's retired. Milwaukee had a great police chief, probably the greatest police chief in its history. And I'm not saying this because of his last name. He's no relation. His name was Ed Flynn. He had a national reputation in policing. He was all but dissertation, ABD doctorate in police science and criminology, and state-of-the-art data systems. He really, really modernized the Milwaukee department. He was a very fair guy. He was not a Democrat. He was Mitt Romney's head of policing for the state of Massachusetts when Mitt Romney was governor of Massachusetts. That's who he was. But he was fair. He played it by the book. And he simply said, Sandwick, any police officer, their job is not to sniff around elections and try to change them. This is not Russia. This is not Saudi Arabia. This is not anywhere, North Korea, China. This is the United States. He shut Sandwick down. Ed Flynn shut Sandwick down. Unfortunately, Ed Flynn is no longer the chief here in Milwaukee, but he shut Sandwick down. This character is being hired by Voss to continue his ways. That's what's happening. What are we going to do about that? There's nobody listening, I think, in either party who wants to see your tax dollars squandered in this fashion. So what do you do about it? It's going to take judicial intervention. I would like to see the governor speak out a lot more strongly and clearly on this, in the simple terms that I'm using right now, bringing these facts to people's attention. A lot of the statewide Democrats are not standing up the way they should. They wring their hands and say, I don't understand why. It's a passive thing to say, I don't understand why. I don't understand why you're ravaging me. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's a bullet between your eyes. That may stop you from ravaging me. You see what I'm saying? Not advocating that here. But there has got to be a lot stronger response than the passive response from the Democratic minority in the legislature and our state officials. A lot stronger response. You can't just wring your hands and say, I can't understand why you're attacking me. Who cares if you understand or not? You very well do understand it. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. You understand it. You understand what Voss is up to. He's only in because he's gerrymandered. He only has a huge majority when he doesn't even get 50% of the vote sometimes. He gets 2/3 of the legislature, the state assembly, and they get about 50% of the vote, sometimes less. Gets 2/3. Gerrymander. You know exactly what is going on. And Michael Sandwick is not the only individual involved in this. This has got to go to court. There's got to be a clear statement that this is fraudulent. It's a fraudulent misuse of taxpayer dollars. Robin Voss has done it before. He was caught. He was caught. He was mousetrapped. Judge shut him down. He appealed it. The Republican Party does not get to use our tax dollars as a slush fund, as a cookie jar they can just reach into and grab millions of dollars to hire lawyers and investigators who work for the Texas Tea Party to oppose, seriously, to oppose voting fairness down there, who tried to do that 10 years ago, and they were shut down by two people, a federal judge, Lynn Edelman, who said Sandwick's report was unreliable, and a great police chief, Ed Flynn, who just flat out said, Sandwick works for me. I don't work for him. I'm the chief. You're not doing this. Knock it off. And he retired. He retired. We don't need that. We don't need political police. We do not need police policing politics. It's not what we need. And it's not what we're going to accept. So what do? File an action. File an action. I'd like to see the Attorney General file the action. The Attorney General filed the action. And if Voss says, well, you represent me, the answer is no, I don't represent you. I represent the state of Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin is under attack by fraud. And I knock it off. Knock it off. You're not going to see that. And you're not going to see a plain statement from anybody except this radio station. That's where you're going to see the statement. You're going to hear the statement. And something's got to be done. So there are private groups who have gone to court and have stopped prior legislation like this. Do it now. in Wisconsin. You say that Voss and the Republicans are fraudulent. They have tried this before. They've tried to take taxpayer money to gerrymander and shut down elections. Now they're doing it directly. They're hiring an unreliable guy, according to a federal judge. And that's a polite way of saying it. Federal judges don't use a lot of adverbs and adjectives. They don't come out as strongly as maybe they should and could. But shut them down. Goes up to an appellate court. Try to go into federal court first. Non-elected judges who aren't going to be hammered in an election by money from special interest groups that want to destroy our elections anyway. Do it. Do it now. We want no more Michael Sandwichs. We want no more Texas Tea Party operatives in Wisconsin. We want no more people who work for the Republican Party with conflicts of interest. We do not want our elections shut down. Retired police officers are entitled to carry weapons. They go in, they'll scare the living bejesus out of some election worker somewhere. They'll say, we don't need this. Try to get them to confess. Interfere in our elections. We got to knock it off. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna.